trees. You know, they just took the initiative to get ready for that. Before the service, they all stepped out and they started practicing their song. I know it sounded like they've been practicing for a while, but no, they just came up with it just now, a little bit earlier. I want to hear a couple of testimonies from you about God's goodness this year. A lot has happened this year, amen? If you're looking at those photos that Zuriel collected from the month of January all the way into summer, a lot of things have happened. You know, we had the VBS in the summer. We had our 50th year anniversary. I'm looking at some of those pictures, and the Hot Walkers were here, and they're no longer here. The Lord is good, as the latest is saying, right? Let me hear a couple of testimonies from some of you, and then we'll get into the message. How has the Lord been good to you in the year 2018? Of course, my mom's going to start first. Yes.
The Lord has been so good in our family, in our church, in every one of us, to our jobs, to our young people, to our golden people, to our gentlemen, and especially that we can serve. We continue to serve until the coming of our Lord, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that all of us will be able to hold on to our, for us to have that firm faith and hold on to the promises of our Lord. So the Lord has been blessing us, that He entrusted to us and has given us this privilege to serve Him in His kingdom up to this very end. And we pray that the coming year and years to come, that we will remain faithful to God and God's calling to us to serve Him until the day of His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's hear somebody else, Sister Gloria.
The Lord is so good for allowing me to retire this year, last March.
Amen.
I was so scared about retirement. Oh. After this day, the Lord has been providing for all our needs.
Yeah.
Amen. God is good.
Amen. 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 Zuriel. How has the Lord been good to you this year, 2018? Stephanie. Anybody else? How has the Lord been good to you this year? I know He has. There is no question that He has been good. See, there's something about, you know, the Bible talks about having our mouths open and testifying. It's good for your heart. That's good for your heart. How else has the Lord been good to you, Sister Fran, for this year?
So that is growing, so that is a big thing for me, a big blessing. So I'm looking forward to what he has for me. Got a little bit of an inkling. I think I'm going to be busy, but it's a new life, and it's going to be a blessed life. So,
amen.
Amen.
Cody. Anybody else? How has the Lord been good to you? Ladies first, Sister Connie. David, I saw you raising your hand. Brother William, you have a visitor. You want to introduce her?
Yeah.
Brother William, if you feel comfortable. Thanks for pointing that out, Brother William. Hello. Hi. Welcome. Welcome. Konnichiwa. Okay. Brother Pat. All right.
Well, I guess I'm here. But, I mean, there was a possibility I wouldn't be here, so the blessing to still be here. But God, through all, not just to be here, is not really necessarily the blessing, but learning more about God and grace and how merciful. shown me that it's because of him. It has nothing to do with me.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Anyone else? Mr. Jackie?
We have an awesome God.
Amen.
Amen.
And the blessing is being a member of this church, being with this family, giving us this family. You don't find people like this anywhere. Mm-hmm. That is of one accord. And it's all because of him.
That's right.
And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
And this is the most blessed time with the things that we've done last year. Every one of them, every event was miraculous. It was wonderful. Above all expectations. You can't outgive God. You can't outthink him.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to love him like he loves us.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Thanks, Sister Jackie. Anybody else? How has it been good to you this year, 2018? 2018. Anybody else before I start preaching hellfire? Someone else. There has to be someone else that's thankful for this year that God has blessed in 2018. There has to be. How else has God been good to you this year? This year, go ahead. Sierra?
Yeah.
Yes, I got it right.
God has been good to us this year because we got saved and baptized. Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, they got saved and baptized. Camille is next to get baptized in the summer. We'll do it in the summer. It's pretty cold right now, so we'll do it sometime this summer. All right, anybody else? How has God been good to you in 2018? I gained weight, about 6-7 pounds. So I know I was not starved in 2018. I just know. I missed a couple of meals, but that's not because we couldn't afford, but it's not because God wasn't providing. I missed a couple of meals because I was so busy.
Wow,
But at the end of the day, I still gained weight. How else has God been good to you this year, 2018? Sister Jean. And thank you for sharing the videos and the photos, Mr. Jeannie, from your trip. All right, one more. Zevia, yes, Zevia. Right. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Let's take a look at a couple of scripture, a couple of verses from Ecclesiastes chapter 1. As we come to the end of this year, of 2018, this being the last Sunday of the year, and that's a heavy echo. By the time we meet again next Sunday, it will be 2019. But the truth is, this isn't the first time we've been here, right? As a matter of fact, the year before, we went through something like this too. And the year prior to this year, we went through something like this too. Isn't that true? And depending on how old you are now, how long you've lived this life, you can attest to the words of the preacher that's found in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, starting with verse 4. The preacher says, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. I want you to pay attention to verse 9, verses 9 through 13. The preacher says, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It had been already of old time, which was before us. And there is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten me more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Lord, help us to be reflective tonight as we look into your holy word. Help us to look back at your goodness and the things that you have done for us. And help us, Lord, to be thankful. But most importantly, help us not to lose the perspective of what this life is all about. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we approach the end of this year, and as we face the new year of 2019, like I said this morning, you cannot help but to be reflective. You have to pause. You have to pause and begin to think and ponder. If it takes just sitting down there and looking back at the what happened this year, you have to take that time. You have to pause for a second and think. As we approach 2019, this is my favorite book that I wanted to share with you. The book of Ecclesiastes was written by, I believe it is King Solomon. He's the son of David. But this son of David chose to call himself not a king or not a prince, but he called himself a preacher. He called himself a preacher. But in his observations about life, there is no more reflective a book in the Bible than the book of Ecclesiastes. And if you listen to what this man, who is known to be the wisest man that ever lived, I guarantee you, he knows something that we don't. And he realized something that we ought to realize. And that thing that we ought to realize and that he realized throughout his life is that as we approach another year, know that another year is going to look just like the previous year. Now you may say, oh no, I'd like to do something that's different. How many of you have New Year's resolutions for 2019? Say, 2019, I'm going to lose 15 pounds.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Or 2019, I'm going to save at least $20 a month or whatever it may be. We all have New Year's resolutions, right? 2018, I will avoid eating rice. 2018, I will avoid everything that is sweet. We all have New Year's resolutions. But correct me if I'm wrong, whatever New Year's resolution that you have for 2019, you had that same New Year's resolution last year. Amen? And you told yourself, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to accomplish this goal for 2019. And then you were pretty good at it up until about February or March and April. And then Easter came and then you dropped the ball. Right? The end of January for Sister Jackie. You know, not eating that chicken from Panda Palace for at least 3 weeks. That's somewhat of an endurement, right? That's difficult to endure. But the preacher, the author of Ecclesiastes said, I have seen the travail of men. Right when we begin to think that there are things that are new, King Solomon said, oh no, that's not new. Somebody has already done it before. You think technology is new? Oh no, the Egyptian technology is a lot more advanced than our technology with the resources that they had. When you begin to think, okay, oh, this is so good. This is something that's innovative. This is an excellent innovation in modern technology. Oh, hang on. Have you considered the pyramids of Egypt? How they light that thing up without electricity? Let's go on to chapter 3. Here's the second thing. So the first point of Ecclesiastes is the things that you think are new, they're not that new. It's a repetition of the past. The second thing that he says is that it's found in chapter 3. I don't intend to go through the entire book because I want to eat, right? But I want you to take a couple of notes from this author, the wise man that ever lived. The second thing that he talked about is the fact that in everything there is a season. He says in chapter 3, there is a time to every purpose under the heaven. If you think about 2018, I cannot help but to agree that there's a time to be born. The Navarros had a baby, right? I had a new nephew, J.R. and Theresa Ballardus. But there's a time to die. We lost Brother Arlen and Sister Jacinta. There's a time to plant. We began a ministry in the nursing home, right? We began a toddler's class with Sister Camille. There's a time to pluck up that which is planted, and then God moved them to Japan. The hot walkers came. God planted them here. But then the hot walkers left. God plucked them out. You understand how God works? How this life works? The preacher continues. He says there's time to kill.
And there's a time to heal. There's a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to keep. He's talking about this year. In fact, he's talking about every year of our life. There's a time to rend. And there's a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. The second thing that the preacher said, one, there is a cycle. Two, there is a purpose for everything in life. There's a time for every purpose in life. Chapter 7. Chapter 7, more observations he gives. He says a good name is better than precious ointment in the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. Verse 3, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. He's very reflective. He's thinking about life. He's thinking about the things that he has gone through, and we ought to do the same. As we close this year, we ought to do the same. Only then will you not lose your perspective as a Christian. But you know, at the end of the day, when he closes this book of Ecclesiastes, I encourage you to read this entire book. This is my favorite book. At the end of the day, at the end of his observations as the wisest king that ever lived, go to chapter 12. But at the end of the day, he sums it up with these words. In chapter 12, verse 1, he said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And in verse 13, he closes. He says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. When we begin to be reflective, when we begin to think about this passing 2018, the right perspective, the right thing to keep in our mind is as we go into 2019, is that there's really nothing else that matters in this life. There's really nothing else that matters in this life but to serve God, to fear God and keep his commandments. That is the whole duty or purpose of you and me. That's our whole purpose. I was talking to Brother David Hannibal. I had a good chance to talk to him. It's been a while since I've talked to him. He was sharing his heart out with me, and I in turn shared my heart out with him. But we came as we left and shook hands and gave each other a hug. We both parted with something that we both were in agreement with. We said, you know, Brother David, at the end of all this, you lost Sister Jacinta. We've gone through some things in the past. But at the end of the day, isn't it true that this entire life, it's like a movie with a plot. There's a beginning. There's a planning of how this movie is going to play out. There are the characters in this play, and then there are the climaxes and the downloads of this in this movie called life. But then this movie has an ending. You have to look at life from an outside, from the perspective of God. Only then will you fully understand and keep your perspective of serving him. If we focus in the now, like a horse with covers on its eyes like that. We focus in the now, and that's what we do year after year. We are so consumed with the now. But what I want to challenge you tonight to step back for a second and be reflective. Look at your life from the day that you were born to the days where you grew up, the places where God brought you to go through, the people that you were surrounded by, to the people until the time that you built your own family, the jobs that you held, to the time that God brought you to Chula Vista Bible Baptist Church, to the time that God began to use you. Think and look and bring yourself outside of that box and try to see from the perspective of God. And there's only one conclusion, that our entire life, the purpose of it is to serve God. And that through it all, He has been gracious and merciful to us. You have to step back. You have to pause. You have to step outside of the box and see from God's perspective. Amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed. We'll sing a song. We're not going to have an altar, but we'll just sing a song. And we'll give you a chance to just, maybe you want to just kneel down or just remain seated. Just be reflective. Think about your life. Think about how God is. 498. Hymn number 498. We'll sing a song. If you need to come to the altar is open. If you just want to remain seated, that's fine too.
Secondly, your son was our personal savior. Your son never did not bless. Lord, what a precious friendship we love and never ending mercy. Because you are simply beautiful, Lord. We pray that this should, even the modest God, keep us out, Lord, and help us be thankful to you every time. And today, Lord, we want to celebrate the last night service of the year with blessed food and be with us with our fellowship and enjoy this evening. Keep us safe.